different. This is
umma. No, we're talking about umma. Mama.
Oh, grandmother.
I always remember them saying umma home. But I didn't know if it was mom or if it was our sister or whatever. I just remember hearing that word. And I always wondered, how did they say mama in Alan? You know?
Yeah.
And he told me to umma.
Oh, umma's, well.
No.
Oh, I remember.
Right, but grandmother. Grandma. What's grandmother?
Grandmother.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, that word, this word, is used all the time in Kenai Peninsula, Alaska Peninsula, but around here, people have trouble. They don't use it too much.
What's
grandfather?
Appa. Appa. I remember that really well. Mom, grandmother. I always, because I remember them saying, why we umma. So I don't remember if it was mom or grandmother or sister or what. I don't remember. So they used to use that home. If it was mother or grandmother or sister or what. I was too small yet,
Mary wants to
Okay, let's go on to the I of the E.
Dennis was saying that they use that word for grandmother in Carlos.
Oh.
That's the last word.
Appa.
Appa, yeah, I didn't use the call.
For what?
Old man.
Old man?
Yeah, so that's grandpa.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Well, maybe she was a mule lady.
I don't know why that these words have fallen out of use. Maybe they started using the Russian words more. That's my guess.
They were mixed with Russian.
Right. Well, let's
because
look.
At home, I know the only one that they used to call at home was Mrs. Green, Babu. And the rest, I never heard the other kids use that word for their grandmothers. I used to wonder, but I heard it one. I remember hearing it, umma, but I didn't know who was umma.
Right.
If it was mother or sister or grandmother.
Right, yeah.
So I never did remember it.
Right.
But now I got it straight from
there. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the E vowel, and that's like, for example, here's a Ikani.
Ikani. Ikani is over there.
Notice again, this K is soft here. Sounds almost like a G sound. Ikani. Ikani. The one John was saying. Imak, right? Imak.
Imak.
Imak. This Q, let's say imak.
Imak.
Imak. Notice this Q is a K sound, but it's further back in the throat. For us back here. Imak. Imak.
Is that a Q then?
Yeah, that's a Q. And that stands for the back sound. We'll talk about that more a little bit later on.
Imak.
Okay.
Go back when you said imach.
Yeah.
Back a bit too.
Yeah. How about this one? Simple words.
How about imach?
Imach, sure. Imach.
Imach.
And how would you translate that? Well, that's another one. Those hard words.
When you're tired.
When are you going to be back?
When you're going to be back.
Oh, Ima.
In fact, the other day I said that to my granddaughter.
What's the sentence?
Ima. Ima.
Waiting.
And
waiting. Ima.
Ima is waiting.
Wait. You're waiting. And then you say, Ima.
Yeah.
You're waiting too long. You say imah, imah tekuk.
It's like
means when is
she
gonna come back?
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah. It or might be something like, what was I just thinking of? Well then, you know. Well, what's next or something?
Yeah.
Something.
Or
like
I wonder.
That. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder.
Whenever they go shopping, Imai?
Or something, I don't know. It's kind of hard to translate.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how to translate exactly. Imai?
Yeah,
Imai. Yeah, it's another one.
Imai.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same as that. Imai means a twin.
Yeah.
Imai. You know, when are they going to come back?
Yeah. These are sort of wondering words.
Yeah.
Ima.
Yeah.
Ima.
Wonder, yeah. That's such a wonder word.
Yeah. Ima. Let's see. Another one. Let's do this one. Just to make it a little bit harder. I'll use a double I. Ingalak. Ingalak. Okay, again. Ingalak. That's I, right?
One
eye. Yeah, one eye.
Ingalak.
Ingalak, yeah.
Ingalak.
Right. Okay, we might as well look at that.
One eye.
Right. Okay, let's just look at that, because that'll show you why we use a Q here. Okay. See, now you might not hear the difference between these. Ingalak with a Q is one eye. Ingalak. Let's say Ingalak. And Ingalak. It's two eyes. So that difference between the back K sound and the front K sound makes a lot of difference in Aleutic. So
you can also say Ingalakken.
Right.
What did you say? Ingalakken is
your eye.
Huh? I just said. Can you hear two
eyes?
Yeah.
No.
But there's a lot of words where you get that difference. The singular ends with a Q and the plural ends. Two of them ends with K.
Two ends with K.
Yeah. And if there's lots of eyes, then it would be Ingalet. And this is a basic grammatical fact about the Aleutic language. The language always distinguishes, you know, English we have singular and plural, right? One and more than one. In Aleutic we distinguish between one, singular, and two, which we call dual, and then more than two, which is plural. So this is typical of the way you make that distinction. Ingalak, ingalak, Ingalat. Can you hear the difference between these? Ingalak. 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 Ingalak.
Jeff, what if you're talking to somebody and you say your eyes are pretty or your eyes are blue? Would you use the two eyes or the eyes?
You'd use two eyes, but you wouldn't use this form. Because you have special word. See, Alutit has a lot of grammar to it. And so there's to say your two eyes is a special ending. It's Ingalakkan, like she was saying. Ingalakkan means your two eyes.
Oh.
Your two eyes. Ingalakka is my two eyes. Ingalakkan, your two eyes. So you have to learn all those different endings. But I'm not going to get into them right this second. Unless you want me to.
No.
Okay. Now, about. Okay. Una.
Una.
Una. Yeah. Ooh, I don't know if they say that. You say ooh.
What is this? I thought you said fish.
I thought you said fish.
Look. Ooh. In Nunavut, they say ooh.
You look.
You're telling someone, look, ooh. But you don't use that.
No.
Okay. Let's get the dual and plural of these. What about these two? These two. Uguk.
Uguk.
Uguk. Yeah.
Look, he's using the U.
See? Uguk. Uguk. Uguk.
What did you say?
Oh, yeah. Could I explain it? Do you mind if I explain that? Okay. Kanna is that one down there. They make a distinction between that one up there, that one down there, that one over there, that one out there, that one in there. Kanna is that one down there. Kankuk is those two down there. Those two down there. And it commonly has, you know, a special meaning. Okay. It has a default meaning. What's there going? It's supposed to talk to me.
Oh,
we're good. Okay. And then there's.
You know that's why the alley, when we talk in alley, it's fun.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's not funny, but.
Right? Yeah. Okay, and this one is Uguk. Uguk.
So
you have Una.
Una.
Uguk. I'm going to tell Bishop.
What is the deal? Or are you going to explain what just happened?
Well, she just said, your two theses. Your two theses. These two of yours. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It just makes that sound obscene. That's all.
Like,
and Uguk. And Uguk is plural. Okay, go ahead, Sperry Word. Done with the vowels. Yeah, vowels. We're done with the vowels. So go ahead.
I was wondering, real quick, if we could just write up all the letters. in border, and then just say it one, just so they could see what like the sea makes it. So
right.
Just so they could see it.
Yeah,
right.
That's what I thought.
Okay. But I always teach the, I think the vowels, they need to understand the vowels so that they can,
just something, because, just what you're learning, just what you're doing.
Okay. Okay.
Just like you go to preschool and you learn to sing ABCs.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, one more word though under the ooh.
I don't know, Jeff. I don't even
have Bluetooth. Oh, I think we're doing great. I mean, okay, can you read this one? This is soft T. That's a C or two.
How do you say it? The T sounds like a D to me.
Yeah, it's in a position to be soft, softened.
Why is there a K on the end of that?
Oh, well, some nouns, a lot of nouns in the singular end in Q, but some of them in the K in the singular. And then the dual has to be, is either the same or for some people slightly different. So if you want to say two sea urchins, then... How do you say two sea urchins? Two uduk. Malukwat.
Uduk.
Yeah. So in that case, I think the dual for most people would be the same as the singular, although there's an archaic form, uduk, which is specifically two. Anyway. Yeah, there are certain words there with K in the singular.
Okay,
now let's go to, let's just go through the whole alphabet. Ah.
Ah.
Cha.
Cha.
Cha. Cha. Cha. It's kind of like an English CH, but it's soft.
Cha.
Cha. It's not cha. It's cha. Cha. Cha.
Cha.
Cha. And then.
More like a J than a CH. Like cha.
Well, depends on where it is in the word. Yeah. Or whatever. Just like English. Now this one is different. This one is ha, ha, I don't know how we should say it. Maybe. This one will say like how do you say window? Khal. Yeah, okay. It tends to have the hard sound of it is, but it can have a soft sound which sounds more like. So we'll look at some examples of that. The alphabet is not going to be quite, most dialects in Kodiak don't have the distinction between one and two G's, so we're going to leave that alone for a bit. G. E. E. Ka. Ka. Ka.
Ka.
L. There's a great word in Aleutic. Yeah. There's a great word in Aleutic. Istok. Istok. Means letting out air, or like a tire or something, letting out air. And that's what sort of like the sound of that sound. Letting out air.
How about
Astok? Astok. Yeah, fighting. Okay, here's. Okay. There's also, if we put an underline under the M, it becomes what we call a voiceless M sound. A voiceless M. And the way you do it is you say an M, but you, instead of, you just blow air through the nose. Ma, ma, Ma. It's not very common. But I think like the word for pine cone, what's the word for pine cone? What do you mean? Spruce cone, whatever. I don't care. Ahmago. Ahmago. Is it? You know what?
Pine cone.
The only way I remember sheeshkut. That's Russian.
Yeah, that's kind of a rare word.
We never had trees at home.
Well, there weren't spruce cones 500 years ago.
Right.
Trees weren't in here.
Yeah. I don't even know. Well, anyway, this is kind of rare. And so, actually, I'm just going to leave it off for now. I'll explain it later. Okay. Then, na, like in English. And then, Now, this is like the English sound in sing. But it can occur where we don't get, can't get it in English. Like that ayanga, for example. Ayanga. Or whatever. Anga, or whatever. So, NG. P. Fa. No, this is a soft sound again. Fa. Fa. Ka. 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 That's the back K sound. Ka. That's a sound. And when it's a soft sound, it sounds like kind of like German R. And then we have the Russian R, which we write like this. And then we have S. Some people pronounce it more like a sh. And some people pronounce it more like a s. It doesn't really matter. So like say, what's the word for sisok or something? Sisok?
Shishok.
Could you say that?
Shishok.
Could you say that?
Shishok.
What?
Sisok?
Shishok.
No. Yeah. Say the word again. No, Sizok.
Sizok is a beautiful
word.
She's some places they call it, up north they call it Agunda. Here we call it Sizok.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of eggs on it.
Right. Yeah. Right. And could you pronounce it, Alice?
Shishok?
Yeah. Again?
Shishok?
Shishok? Yeah. Notice it's sort of a, it's not, it can be sort of a halfway in between an S and an SH sound.
Shishok? Well, you say Shishok, right?
Yeah.
Shishok?
See, she says it a little differently, but it's the same sound. And then...
What does that word mean?
Oh, sisok is...
Fish eggs.
Fish eggs?
Fermented fish,
fish eggs.
And we use them to make aloo-tik ice cream.
Yeah, right.
Mashed
beans.
Yeah.
Fermented
eggs.
Yeah.
Fish eggs.
Ice. Katarina, could you say that word? Uh-huh. Yeah. So you can see most people pronounce it kind of like an S, but some people pronounce it more like an SH. Then, da, da, ooh, wa, and ya.
Yeah.
So the sounds that are most different from English, this one's cha, this one's this one is ka, ka. This one is The rest of the sounds are, you know, not so unfamiliar. These are the ones you have to practice on. Cha, ugh, ish, ka, ugh. Those sounds.
There's no Z.
Huh?
There's no Z.
No Z's. The Z is the soft S. Soft S sounds sort of halfway like a Z sound, but still written S. Because the consonants, a lot of them have both a hard sound and a soft sound. Like we saw with the T, ta, like da-da, da-da.
What about V?
Huh?
V.
There's no V. It always changes to W. Well, like for example, take the word for the Russian name Vera. Vera, it just turns out Vera, Vera, right? See, changes to W, right? And you can see what happens when you take Russian names and they change them into Aleutic names.
Norwegian, there's only one that used V, huh?
Huh? Yeah, right.
No.
Okay, so that's all the sounds. Now maybe I'd ask if there's any questions about the sounds. I know it, some of these sounds are difficult. Maybe what I should do is show you a little bit more systematically about these sounds right here, because they're some of the hardest sounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does the Aleutic Dictionary for Kodiak have explanations for the sounds in Ojibwe?
Yeah, it's got an introduction to the
sounds. Okay. Did you
sounds.
Write that?
Huh?
Did you write the introduction?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well.
I wonder where a dictionary is. We have four copies of
the way we linguists look at the sound, the consonants, we look at them. By the way that they're made in the mouth. There's two different aspects to it. One is where they're made in the mouth, what part of the mouth they're made in, and the second aspect is what kind of a sound they are. Like, so we have what we call stop consonants. And they all the stop consonants behave pretty much the same way. The same way. So we get ba, ta, cha, ka, ka. Now all these sounds are made by you stop off the breath in the mouth by putting two parts of the mouth together, and then you open it back up again. So with fa, it's the lips. See, fa. You put the lips together, and you open fa. Okay. Here ta. It's that the tip of the tongue and right behind the back teeth, the upper teeth, you put that together like this, and then you let go. Ta, see? And this sound, cha, is about the same place, only a little slightly different orientation of the tongue. Cha. And ka is the middle of the tongue against the top of the roof of the mouth. Ka.
Oh.
You can feel that?
No, I can do
it.
Yeah,
you can do it.
Very good.
Ka. Okay, this one, the ka sound is way back in the roof of the mouth, the soft part. You ever look in somebody's mouth and you see this little thing hanging down from the back? That's called the uvula.
And
that's where that sound ka is made, way back there.
So you put your tongue way back there?
The very root of your tongue, the base of your tongue, against this, the top, the back of the roof of your mouth. And you get ka. Ka. Okay, so you get, listen carefully to the difference here. Ka. Ka. And ka. Ka. Way back, yeah. Uh-huh. So we're starting from the front of the mouth and going to the back. See? Ba, ba, ka, cha, ka, ka. Okay?
Did you get all that?
No.
And what do you
call? Then we have sounds that are called fricatives. Linguists, we call them fricatives. The reason we call them that is because they're made with friction. Instead of closing like a stop, you close it and then you let go, right? With the fricatives, you leave a little opening so the air can go through. And it makes a friction sound. So we get like with the teeth, with the lip sound. And here we have that one. The one that comes all around the sides of the tongue. And this one.
I tell you what, you don't be eating anything when you do that.
Right,
don't
yeah.
Want it. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
And then. This is made in the same place as a K sound. With the middle of the tongue against the middle of the roof of the mouth. And you just leave a little opening. So you can blow air through.
Jeff,
and you get.
How do you figure this? Oh God, you have people open their mouths when they talk and you watch.
No, linguists have figured this out over a long time.
This is cool.
It take a long time to figure all this stuff out. So this is. And then the one furthest back is the sound. That's way back here with, way back there. And that little rasping noise you can hear sometimes is the uvula actually flapping in the breeze. It actually does flap. So let's try these again. Further back. Okay.
I bet you could be good on one.
And then we get some, what we call voice fricatives. And that's like, wa, la, and ya. And sometimes these sounds change into one another. So remember that word for wild puchki?
Uh-huh.
Some people say, how do you say it? And how do you say it? Huh? Yeah, listen to that again. See?
I said uchuyudet
and uchuyudet. So some people say uchuyudet with a Y and some people say uchsudet with an S. See?
A little bit different, the same meaning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. That's a dialect difference. Yeah. So S and Y sometimes change between each other. Same thing with L and double L.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot to that. But then the last category is the nasals. What does nasal mean? Huh?
Your nose.
Nose, yeah, it means it comes through the nose. So
like
that's
that sound, I'm like, come on.
And is made in the same place in the mouth as K, ka, and ka. Right? Like this. The middle of the tongue against the middle of the roof of the mouth. So let's practice all these. Ba, ta, cha, ka, ka. Wa, la, ya. Okay, so that's all there is to it. Well, no, except there's Russian R.
What is Russian art? A nasal.
It's kind of like English art, except some people roll it. So, like, say, what's the word for car? Car? Yeah. Dory. What's the word for Dory?
Dorak.
Dorak. Dorak. And some people say Dorak with an English R, some people say Dorak with a Russian R. It's the same sound. Karak, Karak. You know, it's a Russian sound, basically. It comes from in Russian words or English words. The R sound, right?
No.
Oh, you don't know? Okay. Arasis. Yeah, that's from English, right?
Yeah.
And Turak is from Russian, I think. Vitrok is from Russian. Yeah, if you think about all the words of Ara, they're always from some other language, like Russian or English. Right?
Yeah.
Raifiryak. You say that? Raifiryak?
Raifiryak.
Yeah. Raifiryak.
Yeah.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are you understand that?
And like we can say all this, but it makes sense.
But like I said, the ones you're going to have the most trouble with are these ones, and maybe this one. And maybe this one, probably. This one you got to learn. This one you have to remember that it stands for more or less a soft CH sound, chuck. And the reason for writing it is why bother, you know, this sound could sound like an S or an SH, and this could sound like a CH. So to make the word shorter, because the word's going to be real long, we just leave off the H. Start with a C. Okay, so. All right.
You're going to say tick swap?
Check swap?
You write it with C-I-K?
C-I-Q.
C-I-Q.
Check. Oh. See? Check swap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It'd be written like this. See, check, check, swak, 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 check, swak. Okay.
Now that's hard.
Yeah, there's lots of hard ones. Yeah. And guess what? Two chick socks is.
I don't want to guess. What are two chick socks?
Chick sock.
Huh?
Chick sock with a K.
Is K?
That's two chick socks.
What's multiple?
Chick sock.
With a T.
With a T. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So can you slowly sound that word out?
Okay. Chick. Chick. Okay. Chick. Luak. 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 I can't do it too. You can't do it real slow. Chick. Luak. 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 Wah. Chick swak. Okay? I'm sort of exaggerating it so you can see. U plus a is wah. Okay.
Also, do you use the banyu? I mean, do you call banyu chick swak?
Oh, yeah.
Old time
uh-huh.
kind.
Yeah.
Because they lived at the end of the banyu, and the banyu was up there
mm-hmm.
where they
right.
build their fire and.
Yeah.
I've seen when, like that, there used to be people living in Sturgeon
right.
like that. Their Chicksawak was out there, and
uh-huh.
they had their home in the back. But you go in from the Chicksawak, their house.
Uh-huh.
There'd be grass all over the...
Right. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then when they want to make
combine.
Bond you,
yeah.
They would combine you. Know,
yeah.
They make bond you, they just make it right there, and they had a little place to go in and wash.
Right. And then Nunrolet Chukchuk means smokehouse. That's the word for smokehouse.
What?
Smokehouse
in our...
Puyuk Chukwik. Huh? Puyuk Chukwik. Oh, Puyuk Chukwik. Yeah.
Smokehouse.
Right. Okay, let's open it up for questions again. Oh.
Julie, what was that? What was the word for oil lamp that you used yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nanik.
Nanik. Let's let you guys spell it.
Okay. Nanik. So that would be... What's... John say it.
Okay. Right.
Oil lamp.
Oil
lamp.
John
said
oil
lamp,
now
you. Oil lamp. Okay, now what I'd like is you folks to spell it, those of you who don't speak Aleutian.
Nanik.
Okay, A.
Nanik.
Nanik. Yeah.
Can you say the
ending
again?
I. Nanik.
Q.
Q, right. Q. Nanik. Yep. That's, It also, nowadays it can be used for any lamp as well.
Yeah.
You know.
Any lamp.
Of course, in the old days, it was just an oil lamp because that's all they had
for
lamps. But now, of course, they extended it to any lamp or even electric light.
What's an adjective? Anyway? Do you want to say bright lamp or
warm
lamp?
Oh, yeah, we ought to do that. We ought to make a sentence out of it. Let's say, you want to say the lamp is bright? Okay, the lamp is bright.
Nanik ten lichtok.
Okay, nanik ten lichtok. Okay, now, I have to put you guys to work again. You asked for it. Nanik.
Barbara asked for it.
Ten lichtok. Ten.
Ten lichtok. Nanik.
Spell ten.
Ten.
Yeah,
N.
No, A. Ten.
Light.
Ten.
Oh, G.
No G, no. Tan. Tan. Pi. No. Pi.
Ka. Pi.
Yeah, Q.
Atiwa. Ka.
Yeah.
Turn it down a little.
Pi. No. This one. The front one, not the back one.
Yeah.
Remember what ich is?
Huh?
That's G.
G.
Yeah, dann
P.
Yeah.
U.
Uh-huh.
K.
Q.
Q.
Oh, no. Yeah. Namik. Dann P. Doch. Dann P. Doch. Okay, Namik, dann P. Doch. What else?
Is this a dumb question? Which part is and which part is right?
That's all in the verb. This is a verb. It they don't have adjectives per se in this language. They're all verbs. So the verb means to be bright. So there's no part that means is. This ending here, tok, is the third person singular ending. So like you say, tok is working. Maktuk, got up. Inachtuk, he lay down. He or she lay down. Tanqihtuk, Azachtuk, it's good, or he or she is good.
Laitu, you could say Tanrik, Tanrik Pagachtuk. It means that it's too bright, you could turn it down.
Okay, let's do that one then. Okay. Tanrik Pagachtuk. Okay? Write that one. Okay.
T-A-N.
Uh-huh.
I.
Tanrik. It's a K. It's a regular K.
Okay, then.
Wait, Pagach. You forgot one. Pagach. No, that's fricative. It's that R. That's the sound. And that means.
If it's too bright, you turn it.
Yeah, it's too bright.
Um,